intro.
Hi.
Welcome.
Yeah,
We haven't introduced ourselves the past couple episodes. In case you've been listening and you're like, who the fuck is talking? I'm Perry.
I'm Sarah.
Welcome.
We sound the same sometimes.
Occasionally, they just blend, they mesh. I'm like,
Yeah.
who said that? Me or
Yeah.
Sarah?
I'll listen and I'll be like, was that me?
Did I say that?
Wow. And then I'll be like, no, that was Perry. I sound like an idiot. I'm just getting comfy.
Comfy.
Yeah.
Okay. How was your
Last
weekend?
podcast we recorded in a basement
Yeah.
before a rave.
And it was pretty
It was fun.
good. I bought tickets for me, Sarah, and our friend Kayla to Allie and AJ after
Yes.
5 beers, maybe.
Yeah.
It was a good
Yeah.
time.
It was.
No one
Yeah.
stopped me.
No.
They were $20 each. I could
$20.
not do it.
It is my teenage dream coming true.
I'm so
And
happy.
I'm super excited. But this week, so we recorded from the basement before a party. And the party was fun.
It was.
I think we had a good time.
A pretty good time.
And then this week, we are, excuse me, we are upstairs in my aunt's house.
Yeah.
It's kind of
It's
nice.
pretty nice.
Cozy. The
Yeah.
sun is shining in on
It's
us.
gorgeous.
It's a beautiful day. And yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a good week?
I think so, yeah.
My week's going really slow. Because I'm going away this weekend,
Yeah.
so it's just like,
Yeah, when you're going somewhere, it always drags on.
Right?
I mean, my days have kind of blurred together,
Yeah. Right?
because I haven't really been sleeping a whole lot because I'm like, sure, I'm gonna get a phone call from my sister being like, it's go time. We gotta go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm having a baby.
Yeah.
But instead, the baby's just decided to
It's like, you know, I'm good here.
stay. Apparently, my sister has a good womb.
Is she gonna put it on Airbnb?
I don't know. I think. Ew, could you would get the weirdest weirdos being like, yes, I will stay.
I'll stay in your womb for $85 tonight. I
No.
wouldn't charge. I'd charge way more for that. A lot more for
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
How much would you charge for your womb on Airbnb?
I'm like, I mean, there's, well, I mean, technically, people do rent out their wombs.
That's true. That's.
They're called surrogates.
I was gonna say prostitution.
Sex workers.
That's true. That's
Yeah.
true. I'm so sorry.
We're a progressive podcast
We
here.
are. We welcome anyone and
Yeah.
everyone. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I guess those too.
Yeah.
But I mean, is it really the womb that
I don't know how it all works. How am I supposed to
I don't
know?
know my anatomy.
That's false, I do. I promise. I'm not ignorant.
Oh gosh.
Can you imagine not knowing what was happening? Oh my God, it'd be terrifying. Okay.
Like just not knowing what your organs were and how they
Yeah.
worked.
Yeah. Not having a.
Well, I
There are
mean,
people who. Yeah.
there's a few who aren't sure.
That's weird.
You know. Yeah.
I almost picked my phone up to look at my notes, but it's you who's going first
I
this
start
week.
first. Yeah, I'm
I
starting
feel like we have
first.
this conversation
I
every
know.
episode
I
is.
know. Last week I forgot what our show format was and was like, I go first, but no, I don't go first. But this week I go first. Okay, my rant is it's like a silly one, but like I feel like the season is kind of starting.
Yeah.
So there's probably gonna be some listeners who can relate to this. And maybe there'll be some listeners who like can reflect on this and be like, oh, maybe I was a shitty person during that time. But
I know I sure was.
when you were a bride?
Yeah. My third marriage, it was a wreck.
Oh gosh. No, I'm ranting about bridezillas, okay? I mean, I love a good wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I love the hype about it. I love the beauty of it. I love two people coming together as one. What I don't like is the batshit crazy that it turns brides into.
Right.
And it doesn't happen all the time. Not all the time. But there's a portion of the time. Like, I've had, I don't know who of my friends, friend group,
yeah.
former friend group. I don't know who my audience is out there. But I've definitely had a friendship come apart because of a wedding.
Is it the one that I'm thinking of?
Oh, it probably is. Yeah. Yeah. Just a lot of...
Not big dress. A lot of...
I'm like, what do you say? What is this? But yeah, I think, and like, I understand it. I understand, like, brides getting crazy. They want everything to be perfect on that day. It's important to them. They want it to go as planned. And I think that's all fine and dandy, but I think there are, like, nice ways of going around it, you know? Or even if you're, like, shit throughout your wedding time, I think it's important to, like, regroup at the end of it and be like, hey, I know that I kind of treated you like a garbage person.
Yeah.
During this time, I'm really sorry. Like, my mind was on other things.
Like, hey, I was crazy, and I hope you still love me for it.
Yeah. Like, just acknowledging that you know you weren't quite yourself at that time. And I've seen people who have turned into a completely different person because of their wedding, for their wedding. And I know other people who have been great throughout their wedding. And maybe it's just, like, a big personality thing. Like, maybe that part of them is always in them, and then it just comes out.
Yeah, it just bubbles.
But, yeah. And I also, I hate the expectation of, like, how much money
right.
you're supposed to spend as, like, a member of the wedding party. And, you know, I don't know. And I think, I guess this is a personal thing, too. But, like, if you're in a wedding party, 9 times out of 10, the bride and the groom are not paying your expenses. So you're paying for a dress, you're paying for shoes, you're paying to get your hair done, you're paying to get your makeup done. Plus, on top of that, you still have to get a wedding gift because that's part of the expectation. Although,
yeah, and it has to be good because you're in the wedding party. It
has to be a good gift. Although, like, my mentality of it would be, you know, I've asked you to be a part of my day.
Yeah.
And you've said yes to that. So, like, I will accept that as my gift.
Yeah, right?
That would be something that I would do, but I understand that that's not everyone's expectation.
No, and I get that. Like, I feel like I would feel very much the same.
Yeah.
Like, this is, being part of a wedding party isn't, like, a low commitment thing. Like, a lot of times it's something that you have to put a bit of time into.
You have to put time and effort into it. You're, you know, going to bridal showers, bachelorette parties, like engagement party,
yeah.
fittings, what else do you fucking do? Fucking rehearsal dinners and all
yeah.
that shit. You're helping the bride on the day of. Like, you can't just fucking go out and get wasty case at a wedding and,
Schwasty
like...
face. That's a...
Schwasty face?
Yeah, that's a quote from that Dude movie I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah, I still have to watch that. But yeah, like, just, you know... And I get that weddings are stressful, but you don't have to be a shit person. And, like, you know, the other stressful thing is if you're in a bridal party and they're doing, like, a buck and doe or, like, a stag and doe or whatever, a lot of times you're expected to, like, peddle the tickets for that. So, like, you're pestering other people to be like, hey, buy tickets for my friends, buck and doe.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a great time, great prizes, whereas, like, 9 times out of 10, the prizes are shit.
I've never been
like, yeah. I mean, like, the ones I've been to, I've usually ended up having a good time.
Well, that's good.
Which is good, but, like, you know, they're not like, oh my god,
so amazing.
And, like, all the money ends up going to, like, the bride and groom. It's to help pay for their wedding and that sort of thing, but... like, it's just, you know, and then a lot of times when you're in the bridal party and there's a buck and doe, you're helping out at the buck and doe.
Yeah.
You know, you're running games there, you're serving drinks, or you're making food, or you're doing this and you're doing that. And, you know, a lot of times you're, like, totally on board to do that, but a lot of times the thanks is like forgotten.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to remember to thank the people that are helping you
exactly.
put your day together. And that starts from the very moment that they agree to be a part of your wedding party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I don't have to like do weddings anymore for probably a long time.
I'm a very big part of a wedding this summer.
Yeah.
For my aunt. And
yeah.
I still have to buy my outfit, which is hard because it's August.
Yeah. You're going to sweat no
matter
what. I'm
going to sweat my non-existent balls off.
Sweat your tits off.
I'm going to be sweating already because I'll be a little bit nervous. Cause
yeah. You're MC, right?
Yeah. I'm so, MC. Yeah. I'm their ceremony. Like, I'm doing their ceremony.
Oh.
I'm their little officiant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got my speech for that, and I'm also the photographer, and I have a bit of a hand in the music as well, so a fair amount on my plate, but I'm excited, you know, like,
I think it's gonna be fun.
This is the second wedding I've ever been to.
Oh.
I've been to one wedding in my life.
Yeah.
I was in fourth grade.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been to, like, 5 or 6 weddings.
Yeah.
I wanna say. I've been in 2. I much prefer just being a guest. I mean, the self-centered part of me loves being a bridesmaid because you get to have photos taken of you.
Yeah.
And, like, usually you're looking really good. And so, like, that's always a bonus of being a bridesmaid. But it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really realize how much work goes into it until you,
I always get really excited when I'm at, like, Winners, or, like, now they sell it at Walmart, when they have, like, the bride's, like, bathing suit and then the bridesmaids. Like, I think that
yeah.
kind of stuff is so stupid but cute.
Yeah, and, like, I'm a crazy person, and, like, if I ever get married, like, my bridesmaids are gonna get those, like, robes that
oh,
say, like, bridesmaid on
oh,
the back
cool.
and, like, glitter and, like, yeah.
That's cool.
I feel like if I do get married, I'm gonna be, like, a really chill bride. And, like, my bridesmaids
well,
are going to have a really chill time.
You're really chill already. So,
yeah.
Like, I know that when I'm a bride, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you are going to have, like, an $85,000 Disney wedding, so.
Yes.
If anyone wants to chip in for that, we're going to start a GoFundMe for Paris future Disney wedding.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you
she
can...
might not marry anyone. She might just marry herself.
I'll just go get married at Disney.
Why not?
For fun.
Yeah.
DisneyWeddingPlanner.com. I think it's that's not it, but you can put that into Google and it'll take you there.
Yeah, you can plan your Disney wedding.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it, especially if you're a little sad, because then it's like, oh, wow, nice.
I feel like it could go 2 ways, though, with that. Like, if you're down and you're like, I'm going to plan my wedding,
oh,
and then you look at the dollar amount and you're like, ooh, I'm not going to afford that ever. And then you just get more sad.
I have high hopes that I'm going to...
But I believe in you. And, you know, like, that optimism, that'll pull
you
through.
That's, I do need that, yeah.
Yeah. Optimism is a big thing. Some fucking bird just flew by the window and, like, cast a shadow of death over us. That was scary.
It was.
It just was like, but yeah, and you know, like, you can always tell, like, if someone's a bridesmaid, you can always tell just how stressed out they are by everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and, like, there's you gotta take time off work. And, like, you know, you really give yourself to the bride when
Is
you sign
like
on as
a small cult?
Kind of. Like a small cult with an expiration date.
Yeah.
Because you're not in that cult forever.
No, you get to get out.
Yeah.
That's
and,
fun.
Like, sometimes you get out for good.
Ooh.
Sometimes you're in a wedding and you never talk to them again.
Oh my god.
That happens frequently.
That's kind of sad and
yeah.
scary.
Yeah. And like 9 times out of 10, it's the bride's fault. Because they just, they have blinders on, man.
And they just expect so much.
Yeah. And like, I get it. And like
yeah.
I said, it's
yeah.
totally okay to do that, like, through the wedding.
Yeah.
And, you know, even a little bit past. But I think eventually you have to acknowledge, like,
I think after
hey,
you're
I was a shitty human being.
Like, after the honeymoon, the grace period's over, and
yeah.
you either need to, like, GTFO, or be like, I fudged up.
Yeah.
Like, really apologize.
Yeah. And, like, that just, like, that shows that you care.
Self-awareness.
Yeah.
yeah like.
Like, you know that you were a dipshit.
Yeah, and it, I think people who don't realize that they're doing it are sociopaths, and should talk to a therapist.
Could be. They could be sociopaths. Yeah. I would love to know what it's like from a guy's perspective.
Right?
Because, like, when you sign on to be, like, a groomsman, like, basically, like, you just get to drink beer. That's my vision.
I get to take my homeboy to see some titties before he gets married.
Yeah.
He gets to see the same pair of titties for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Let's dance.
Yeah. And why is that the case? Like, why do guys get to do that? This is, like, a two-for-one rant here. Like, yeah. Why do guys get to do that? How, like, why is that the staple for bachelor parties?
Oh, because men are so sex-obsessed, like, right? Like
they oh, need man, it. You're only going to have sex with one girl for the rest of your life. Let's go to the strip club.
Where you're not going to have sex. So
a girl can fucking shove her ass in your face and you get pink eye. And I'm speaking as a girl who, yeah. like, would love to go to a strip club.
Yeah.
I think if you go to the right one, it yeah. would be a really fun experience.
Yeah.
I think you could have a good time. But, like, you know, and I think it is starting to turn. Like,
no,
I
definitely.
Think a lot of girls now are like, hey, let's go to fucking Magic Mike night.
Yeah.
At the fucking
Magic
strip
Mike
club.
Really was a turning point for that sort of thing. Of women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, say what we will about Magic Mike, but, hey, thanks for making male strippers. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks
for making
thank
them
you for
more
male
okay.
stripper awareness.
Thanks for
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Destigmatizing male strippers
yeah.
for women.
Yeah.
Also, thank you to Channing Tatum for that.
Thank you.
And Magic Mike 2, because fuck anyone who says that isn't better than Magic Mike 1, because it 100% is. And
it was pretty good, yeah.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Baby, ground with me.
It 100% is.
Anyway, yeah, so bridezillas, bachelor parties and bachelorette parties. You know, if you're a guy, tell us what it's like being a groomsman.
Yeah, if you have experience,
tell us what it's like.
I want to know.
Yeah.
Is it the crazy, scary as it is for, like, a bridesmaid? Like,
yeah.
do you feel any pressure?
Yeah, like, what is it like planning a bachelor party?
And I feel like if you're, like, what's the best man?
Best man?
Because he's in charge of that, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, if you overplan it, the other guys will be like, oh, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Fucking Poindexter,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Although I can say, I do know from a secondhand anecdote that, you know, sometimes guys do have to spend a lot of money on bachelor parties. A lot of times they're, like, traveling quite a distance to go to the titty bars, so they gotta pay for hotel.
Yeah.
And usually, if you're traveling anywhere for a bachelor party or bachelorette
yeah.
party or whatever it is, the bride and the groom are not paying. They're expensive. The bride and the groom are expensive, and they're not paying their expenses. So the groomsmen and the bridesmaids pitch in to cover their share of it. Yeah.
How do you feel about destination weddings for the other people involved?
Honestly, I like the idea of a destination wedding.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people will do a destination wedding because it cuts down on the number of guests who will come.
Yeah.
So you can invite a bunch of people, but then, you know, a lot of them won't come because
yeah.
a lot of them can't travel that far.
Yeah.
But I also think if you are planning a destination wedding
yeah.
and you're inviting people to come with you, you shouldn't expect a gift on top of that.
No, God,
I think
no.
them getting to the destination to be with you on your day should be gift enough.
Yes.
And, you know, like, I think it should be clearly stated
yeah.
that, like, gifts are not welcome.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And I think, like, in that situation, I think for your wedding party, because you've asked them to help you so much, I think it should be budgeted to pay for what they need to get there. Like, their
yeah.
travel and stuff.
Yeah. Like, even... Yeah, like, even if it's not, like, the whole thing, like,
but, like,
flight and hotel, but even if it's, like,
partially.
Okay, we'll pay your flight.
Yeah.
type thing, or yeah, something nice like that.
Yeah,
but I do like the idea of a destination wedding.
I mean, obviously a Disney wedding would be
destination. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also really like the idea of eloping.
Looping
and just
cool.
only inviting, like, maybe, like, two or three
yeah
of your closest friends, like two or three from
each
side
yeah.
and just having, like, a really small fun ceremony type thing. And then, you know, having, like, a big reception.
Yeah.
At a later time, and just, like, making that, like, a big party celebration.
Yeah. Because, like, really, that. Everyone goes for the party.
Yeah. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm not fucking paying attention to your vows. I don't know what the fuck you said. I will love you forever and ever. Forever and ever. Amen. I'm not gonna remember that shit. I remember that time that we went to the beach and you wrote our name in the sand. And that was the moment that I knew I loved you. I don't fucking care about this shit. Fucking get me to the bar.
Just kiss and let me have some fucking tequila, Shannon.
Exactly. Whoever the fuck Shannon is. Am I at the right wedding?
Open bar?
Open bar. I am a full firm believer in an open bar. And, you know, like, people will forgo an open bar because it can be expensive. A lot of times you have to pay for all the booze.
Yeah.
And you don't pay for just what is used. A lot of times the bar will buy X amount of alcohol, and that's your flat rate for it.
Yeah.
So even if there's some left over, you don't get, like, a portion back or whatever. Yeah. Or you don't get charged after based on what was used. So a lot of people will do a cash bar because that's a saving point for them and they can spend money somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I'm a firm believer in an open bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
What's the point otherwise?
Yeah. A lot of the weddings I've been to have been cash bar.
Dumb.
And even, you know, I'm even okay with, like, open bar up until this time.
Yeah.
And then you start paying.
Or, like, open bar after this time sort of thing. Like, yeah. Later in the evening.
Like, give me some free booze somewhere.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what I've ended up doing at weddings is the wine comes around. And a lot of times the wine is on the table. So I will do a scan of the room. And I will see what tables are drinking the red and what tables are drinking the white. And then I will hit up the tables that are not drinking the white because I'm a white wine drinker. And I'll be like, hey, are you guys drinking your white wine here? And a lot of times they'll be like, no. And I'll be like, great, we're not drinking our red. Would you like to swap? And that's how I do it. That's how I get away with
that's
a cash
smart.
Bar. I just drink all the fucking wine.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
My aunt's wedding is having their own wine.
I've been to weddings that have done that.
Yeah. I think she made her own wine. I know she bottled
it
herself.
It can be nice, yeah. And that's a good savings point, too. Yeah. But, you know, open bar. Give me the free booze. I came here to support you.
I think it's bring
you.
Your
Give
own
me a
to
gift.
The wedding.
Yeah, I could be on board with that-ish.
But, I'm ready to crush some Bud Light Lime.
Hell yeah. I also think, too, though, if you're providing an open bar.
Yeah.
Or even any sort of bar, I kind of feel like it's like a wedding obligation that you have a safe ride home.
Yeah.
For your guests.
Yeah.
So I know, like, at my cousin's wedding, she had a, like, shuttle bus from the, because we stayed at a hotel. Like, a lot of the guests stayed at the same hotel.
Yeah.
And so she had a shuttle go from the hotel to where the wedding was.
Oh, that's smart.
And they ran it till, I can't remember what time it was until, but
that's
that was
smart.
So everyone
I like
could
that.
Go have a good time and still get back safe.
I like that.
I think it's smart. It's a good idea.
I know some people get, like, Uber discount codes and stuff like that.
Yeah. And even and, like, that's the thing too. Like, even if you can get a discount on transportation or something like that. I think, yeah.
God, there's a lot of work in weddings.
There's a lot of responsibility that goes with it. So I understand why brides turn into bridezillas.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's important to be accountable for your actions after the fact.
Always.
You know, everyone gets blinded by a red haze every now and then and is like, holy shit, I fucking just fucking treated you like dirt on my shoe. Hey, I'm a piece of shit. I'm sorry. You know? But, yeah, you know, you got to be accountable for your actions.
Yeah.
Know that you're a fucking weirdo and you fucked up and it's okay. Yeah, so that's my, yeah, be nice to your bridesmaids and your groomsmen and be a good bride and, you know, enjoy your wedding day. Have a good time. Let loose. If you need to go to the bathroom, put yourself in a garbage bag and lift it up and your dress will not go in the toilet.
What? Is this from experience?
Yeah. I've done a lot of, like, Googling and things and I've had to help a lot of brides.
Oh my lord.
To the bathroom. And a lot of times there's a lot of fabric.
Mm, so. I always think of that, the 27 dresses. when she's like helping her pee.
Yeah.
And they're talking about her grandma.
Yeah.
I'm glad you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I love that movie.
That is a good movie. I haven't watched that for a long time. Maybe like the only good Katherine Heigl movie.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
No, The Ugly Truth isn't bad.
Oh, I like The Ugly
Truth.
Yeah,
that was pretty cute.
Yeah, I like that movie.
But I also really love Gerard
Butler. I was going to say, I think I like it because of Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler's a stud.
And I really think I like 27 Dresses because of James Marsden.
True.
Yeah.
I like his character a lot.
I really like James Marsden as a person.
I think about that scene of them in the bar singing Benny and the
Jets. Benny! Benny! Benny and the Jets! I think about that scene a lot. That's a good scene. That's also a really good karaoke song, by the way.
Wow.
You can, like, jam to that.
I bet you could, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She got electric boot. Oh, no, her suit. You know I read it in a magazine. Oh. Benny and the Jets.
I'm going to continue to do that.
Do we have to pay for that?
No, it's under 3 seconds. We're fine.
I give all credit to Elton John and his songwriting partner that I can't remember his name of right now, but they write songs together and they're really good. Do you want to rave now?
I do want to rave. I want to rave about a... Let's just end. I quit the podcast.
Hello, I'm your rant and rave host, Sarah Sherman. This is where I rant and rave by myself. No one talks back to me. Perry, please come back. I can't hear
myself.
Oh,
hi, I'm here. Sorry, I came
back.
Oh,
my God. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Get your rave on, girl.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So I decided to rave this week about someone who recently put out a new special on Netflix.
And put out, did he?
He did. I'm talking about John Edmund Mulaney.
Oh, wow. You did the full name.
Full name. He was born August 26, 1982.
Aww. Oh, he's the same age as my older sister.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, she was born in 82.
What? Being the same age as someone and having the same birth year really, truly correlates often. Like, the...
I'm trying to form a personal connection, okay?
He's American. He's an actor, comedian, writer, and producer. Best known for his work on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Where he auditioned in 2008 with Nick Kroll. Is that his name?
Nick Kroll!
Yeah.
I love Nick Kroll.
Have you watched their Hello Something Live on Broadway?
Oh, hello?
Yeah.
I've watched a little bit of it.
Let me know if you like it, because I see it and I'm like, oh, is that too weird for me to like?
No, I've watched half of it. It's definitely weird.
But is it
good? But it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
He also auditioned with TJ Miller.
Oh, he's in some hot water right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
For what?
He, like, sent in a fake bomb threat at the airport.
Fuck. That's bad.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh, yeah. He's in some hot water right now.
As he should be.
Yeah.
Take back his name. I'm not name dropping on that.
I'm gonna edit that out.
Yeah. He was usually on the Weekend Update segment. Him and Bill Hader co-created a reoccurring character, Stefan.
Stefan! I can do a whole rave about Stefan. You have no idea.
Mulaney was nominated for a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Writing.
Well deserved.
2009 to 2012. He won for Outstanding Original Musical Lyrics at the 63rd Primetime Emmy Awards with Justin Timberlake, Seth Meyers, and Catrice Barnes. He hosted in 2018. Oh, so recently.
He did recently host. Yeah. Yeah. And his musical guest was, oh my God, I know the answer to this, but fuck me if I can remember it now. I turned into someone from a different country. But
fuck me.
I can't remember whose musical guest was. My phone has been beside me the whole time. I could have looked it up.
He's also worked for a number of years as a stand-up comedian. He's performed on Live at Gotham, Conan, Jimmy Kimmel, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, Comedy Central Presents. He released... Did you know he had a stand-up comedy album?
Jack White was his musical guest.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That's all. I didn't know he had.
He did.
Oh.
He does.
Wow.
The top part. He released it in 2009.
The top part.
Yeah. And then in 2012, he released his first comedy special, New in Town, which is classic.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
He had another special come out in 2015, The Comeback Kid, which, once again, so fudging good.
That was really good. I'm really sorry. This notification just came up on my phone. I got really excited for a second, but it's not what I thought it was. Okay, so look at that name. And I was like, oh my God, John Mulaney just followed us. But he didn't.
John Manley.
From the Manley Formula started following us on Instagram.
John Mulaney could follow us.
He could.
His Comeback Kid special received an Emmy nod in 2016 for outstanding writing, but he lost to a favorite of Sarah's, Patton Oswalt's, Talking Patton. For Clapping. Clapping.
Clapping. I like Patton Oswalt.
I like his voice.
He's a sweet man.
I love his
sweet little penguin man. Yeah.
He had a TV show called Mulaney. No, it was very
good. I watched a few episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a wife who he's married to. They got married in July in 2014.
They're very sweet.
Her name is Anna Marie Tendler. And
she makes Victorian lampshades.
Yeah. Okay, so I had just watched, binged all of his specials. And I was talking to Sarah about it. And then she sends me his wife's Instagram profile, which she's killing it, by the way. Like, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, she makes Victorian lampshades. And I'm like, who the fuck makes lampshades for their living? I'm like,
John Mulaney's wife does.
Yeah, it's because so perfect.
When you're John Mulaney's wife, you can make your hobby your living.
Yeah. And she's so cute.
She's adorable.
She's absolutely
adorable. And sometimes her Instagram captions are way funnier than John.
No, true.
And I think he knows that.
And they don't want kids, but this is an open invite. They can adopt me. I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
So you can hang out with me.
Yeah.
I can
hang out with you. Basically, we just want to be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also make me take care of us.
Yeah. Maybe just
pay my debts.
Donate to us.
Question mark. Also, they have a cute dog, Petunia.
Oh, yeah. And he does this bit where he talks like her.
Yeah.
I think that's the opening to The Comeback Kid. Actually. No, it is The Comeback Kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. I have two bits of his here that I really liked.
Oh, I'm excited.
One of them I just have a quote of, and the other one I have a YouTube video of.
Sometimes I really forget the stand-up that I've watched. So, like, I'll watch it and I'll fully enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I'll be like, I forget the jokes. But I'll know that I enjoyed it. So I'm excited for this. It'll be like hearing it again.
So the first one is, I have friends I want. Oh, the delivery here is not going to be John Mulaney. His voice is, I have a quote about his voice here. Also, while my thing loads, he had a drinking problem in the past.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know
He's
that.
Now sober. He talked about how he'd get so drunk he'd black out.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that was a big part of his.
I remember he did a bit of that in his new, but I didn't know.
Yeah, he had a really big drinking problem, and he's sober now. I don't know how long he's been sober.
I'm a real sucker for a guy with a drinking problem.
I thought of this today when the girl was putting the alcohol pad across my eyebrows.
Yeah.
I think I was an alcoholic in a past life.
Oh.
Because, the smell of alcohol.
Ooh, that smells damn good. Give me a sip of that.
The smell of alcohol now, like any kind of, overly alcoholic thing, or, even if you drink, vodka drinks or anything, makes me really nauseous. And I don't think it's from, drinking them too much, because I'm usually, a beer person.
Yeah.
But, I just get really, nauseous, and I'm like, oh, no, it's just not a...
Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm, laying on the bed in that eyebrow place, thinking, maybe I was an alcoholic in a past life.
Maybe
that's why I like soda water so much. Ex-alcoholics like soda water.
True. You never know what you're going to come back as.
Right?
So, shout out to Perry's former self.
Yeah.
From another life.
I hope you got through it. I hope that's not how we died.
You know what I love when he says? It's just a single word.
I know.
But I just love when he goes, now!
I sent 3 gifts to Sarah recently. And
I could hear them.
Yeah.
No volume. I could hear them. Now.
Now. It's just the way he, like, screws his face
up. It's
the
body movement. It's, like, the full force of the word coming out. Like, it comes from the diaphragm. You know? He really projects it.
Yeah, and, like, a big part of his stand-up is his delivery and the way
yeah.
that he does talk and everything. Like, he talks like an 85-year-old Irish woman, Nick Kroll, said about him once.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, anyways, back to this. I have friends I went to college with who say, ah, you should donate, be a good alumnus. And they wear shirts that say, school. It's like, look, if you're an adult, still giving money to your college. College is a $120,000 hooker, and you're an idiot and fell in love with her. She's not going to do anything else for you. It's done. In their letter, they were like, hey, it's been a while since you've given us money. I was like, hey, it's been a while since you've housed and taught me. I thought our transaction was over. I give you $12,000, and you, $120,000, you gave me a weird cinder block room with a reservoir dogs poster on it. The first real heartbreak of my life, and probably HPV, and then we called it a day. Hopefully.
And it's true. But that was a good bit. I remember that bit. That was a good one.
And then this bit I picked because I just relate to it so fucking hard.
And it's really easy not to go to things. It is so much easier not to do things than to do them. That you would do anything is totally remarkable. Percentage-wise? It is 100% easier not to do things than to do them. And so much fun not to do them, especially when you were supposed to do them. In terms of, like, instant relief, canceling plans is like heroin. It is an amazing feeling.
True.
I play this quote after I tell Sarah earlier. I'm so glad that my cousin got a double ear infection.
I really didn't want to do that.
I did not want to have plans.
He's so funny. He's so good.
He's so funny. And, like, he says things that everyone thinks.
Yeah.
And he says it out loud. And in his newest one, this is a complete lane switch from what exactly I was just saying, but his detective J.J. Bittenbacher
yes!
bit is the...
It's so funny.
Funniest thing I've ever seen.
We bring a stranger in to talk to us about stranger danger. Oh, I love that bit.
You want to throw pedophiles off their game.
Throw some heels at them. Some feet at them.
Get on your back and just start kicking. It'll throw them off their game.
Him acting that out was so funny, too.
And he got on his back.
He got on his back and his feet were in the air. Oh, it was great. The other bit I loved was, when he was talking about how assembly was his favorite part of
yes,
school.
Yes, yeah.
And you'd go to the assembly, and then the next day you'd get a lecture about the assembly and how you didn't behave well in the assembly. I loved that part. That was so great.
I saw someone, talking about how they want John to go on to Brooklyn Nine-Nine and his character be based off of, like, just do, like, a special guest appearance.
That would be so great.
Right?
Like, and how since funny Brooklyn Nine-Nine isn't canceled.
It isn't canceled. 2018 is saved.
Then
thank you.
He should do that.
NBC?
NBC saved
yeah,
it.
Thank
yeah.
you so much. I kiss all of you.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
The greatest thing to happen to this.
Now show. Give us a show.
Me and Sarah were talking about this.
It's a demand.
It would be good.
Yeah.
Except then they'd have to see us.
We could get body doubles.
And just, like, ADR our voices in
yeah.
over them. They can just lip sync the
yeah,
whole time.
It could be, like, did you ever watch Most Extreme...
What? Is that English?
Did you ever watch Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
No.
Okay, it was this, like, Asian obstacle course show.
Okay.
But then they would air it in North America with... But they would, like, dub English over it. It was so funny. We could do that if we had a show.
That's true.
Just, like, other people. And then we'll just dub our voices.
We'll just
so
find...
We don't even have to worry about their mouths moving at the same time.
We'd have to find people who look just enough like our little caricatures in the thing that no one would question it.
Yeah.
Because really.
I think we can find people that look like that. I was thinking this the other day. This is like really off topic.
Yeah.
But I have never seen another person with like my body type. Because I have a weird body shape.
Yeah.
That I think I only noticed, but
I wasn't saying yeah to agree with you.
It's definitely weird, and I've never seen anyone else with the same body shape as me. I know someone must exist. There must be someone else with broad shoulders, so you can't wear a halter top, of like somewhat of a bosom, a kind of small waist, big hips, and then hip dips, and then fat thighs. And it's not an hourglass.
Yeah.
Because there's too many divots. But I was thinking about that the other day. It wasn't like a, oh, damn, I look that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just like a point I was making in my head.
One time I saw a girl on Instagram who looked so much like me, I had to make sure it wasn't me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like.
Wow. Did you message her and be like, hello?
No.
Maybe she was your alcoholic former self.
No, she's, like, younger than me.
Oh, doesn't matter.
That's true.
There's young alcoholics.
But how could I be alive and her be my past self, Sarah?
I don't know what kind of time loop we're in, okay?
Is this the Twilight Zone?
What?
That's
the Twilight Zone. I got that. Do you have any more you want to say about John Mulaney? That just took a... We took a turn. We took a detour.
I love him.
I love him too. I think he's been like one of the like big things that we bonded over.
Yeah, for sure. Because I remember, I think I sent you Valentine's of him you this did. Year.
Yeah.
And like, I just remember seeing him and thinking, Sarah.
Yeah.
Like, I just remember thinking, like, I know Sarah kind of watches stand up. I wonder if she's like into him sort of thing. And when you were, it was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then I remember when his new special came out, like, I saw it and my first thought was, Perry. Like, we have to talk about this.
Also, the names of his specials are amazing.
They are.
Like, Kid Gorgeous.
Kid Gorgeous.
Comeback Kid. New in Town.
New in Town.
Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
We should keep our eyes on him. And, like, if he does some touring, we should try to go.
Yes.
Because I think we'd have fun.
I think it would be a great time.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, and get him on the show. Do you know how cool that would be?
That would be fun. John Mulaney.
This is, please.
A formal invitation.
This is a serious. We will record upstairs in this nice house. You can come here. We can have maybe some tapas, some nice snacks.
Yeah. I'll make a charcuterie board.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We're not going to get
He's
this.
Not coming. I cemented it. He's not coming.
Tears.
Oh. Do you know why I said that? Do you know why I said that? Because fucking Jonathan Van Ness in his Instagram story today was making a charcuterie board and shouted out Anthony. And it's been stuck in my head all day. He didn't say it that way. He said it like a normal person. I don't know what fucking country I went to, but it wasn't here. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry to the people who had to hear that.
I can't wait to edit this and listen to it again.
Oh, man. Wow.
What the fuck was I talking about?
Wow. We were trying to
ask John Mulaney to come on the show, and that's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, it's a quick no. I also want to say from his new comedy special, Kid Gorgeous, the whole section where he is talking about his wife and the Last Supper.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good part. I don't want to spoil anything for the listeners. They should listen to it.
I had to.
And experience
I had themselves. To ask people what the Last Supper was.
Asked JoJo.
Yeah, I asked Joey, and then I also asked Kayla beforehand, because I asked her if she knew, because I knew she went to church as a kid.
Yeah.
I went to church camp, but I don't remember anything from it. I think I repressed those memories.
Church is not my thing.
But it was the Last Supper Jesus had before he was put up on the cross.
Yeah.
Not. Don't, please stop gesturing it. Stop. No.
I ranted.
Do you have a mini rave this week?
Do I have a mini rave? Oh, I did, but I forgot it.
Fudge.
Okay, do your mini rant.
Okay, because I have two.
Yeah, so your double.
You have time to think.
Yeah, I'll think of what my mini rave was.
What was my first one about?
Your first one was about...
Oh, yes, I remember. Okay, I've got it. So, my first mini rant is about the new movie coming out based on Freddie Mercury's life, the lead singer of Queen.
Oh, yeah.
With Rami Malek, which I was very excited about. I still am. I'm just a little disappointed because they're not featuring any aspect of his life, apparently, where he battled with AIDS, which was fairly important part of him as a person. I mean, talk like the Live Aid concert, like one of the most like pivotal performances in that band's like career. And they're just gonna
Are there any articles about why?
No, not that I've seen.
Because I wonder if they have like a reason.
Like I feel like from what I've read on Twitter, like the band requested that.
Right.
But then at the same time, it's like such erasure of such an important topic because even though you don't hear about AIDS much anymore, it still exists. Like it's still something that people are dealing with every day, and it might not be as much as in the 70s when the epidemic was like roaring. But
yeah,
it's definitely something.
I think we for sure have more awareness of it now.
Yeah,
and I think that's maybe why it's not like such a big deal. But I mean.
It's not truly a biopic then.
Straight Outta Compton, like they included Eazy-E.
Yeah.
Dying of AIDS. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't call it a biopic if you're not going to completely.
It's interesting. Unless they're maybe doing it more of like focusing on like the group.
Yeah.
And not
just Freddie.
Him. You know what I mean?
See, I don't know. Because all along the project has been deemed a Freddie Mercury biopic.
Yeah.
When. Called Bohemian Rhapsody, I think is the title of
them.
Yeah. But yeah, that's been something that irked me.
Yeah.
And then also, fucking Tom Wilson of the Washington Capitals. This is a hockey thing, so if you want to just mute for 5 minutes, if you don't like hockey, you can. I give you full permission. But like, so let's flash back to, I can't remember what game it was specifically, but it was like the second to last or last game of the Pittsburgh Penguins Washington Capitals series, and they like Tom Wilson being a bit of a goon he hit their player Aston Reese that's a Penguins player, and he ended up with a broken jaw. Like dude has to eat things through a straw. His jaw is literally like bolted together.
Yeah.
And Tom Wilson was like, oh, that's just hockey, like whoa, 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 whatever. Like, he was suspended for 3 games.
I saw this hit.
Yeah.
And like it was
not good.
It was not good. It was a rough hit. It was a deliberately rough hit.
Yeah.
It was extreme.
Yeah, it was over the top.
It was not necessary.
And like, sure, I get enforcers in hockey and everything. Like, I love it. But that was too much. Like
that was a hit that was meant to hurt.
Yep, that's all it was.
Yeah.
And now we see Washington playing Tampa and
where are you?
It's okay.
I'm listening.
Now we see Washington playing Tampa, and Wilson's gotten hit a couple times.
And he's a crying boo-boo baby about it.
Yeah, and he's, like, he got hit, and I believe it was last night being the 15th of May, their game there, and the skater, I don't remember their last name, people are deeming it a dirty hit. I deem it as just the boarding check that it was, and, Wilson is up against the boards. I think he has the puck. The other player skates up to him, obviously bracing himself for the impact that's about to happen. Ends up hitting him hitting him against the boards. Wilson falls to the ground, ends up clutching his head on the ice for like a minute or so, like a bit of time. And then later in his post-game interview, he's talking about it and he's like, well, I just think player safety needs to handle headshots a little bit better. I don't understand. They have no place in hockey. Blah, 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 blah. If you want to look at the goose egg on the side of my head, you can. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, your goose egg is totally comparable.
Being a real hypocritic asshole.
A broken jaw.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got a goose egg. Poor baby.
Yeah.
Ice it. Go to sleep. Like, take a nap. You'll be fucking fine.
Yeah.
you don't have 6 weeks plus recovery from a fucking goose egg.
Yeah.
If it's part of hockey, get over, like, deal with it.
Yeah.
Like.
Whiner.
Yeah, exactly. He's a fucking whiner.
Not nice. I don't remember what my mini rave was going to be, but I came up with a different one.
Okay.
There's baby ducks in the courtyard at my work.
Yeah.
They're really cute. There's 9 of them. The residents have been going nuts. We've been going outside to look at them. And the mom's super cool. Like, she doesn't hiss at us or anything.
Oh, yeah.
I think she knows that, like, we didn't disturb her nest. And, like, didn't mess with her eggs or anything like that. I think she knows that we're not going to, like, hurt the little babies.
Yeah, they're so, so cute looking.
So she's just been, like, wandering around. And right now they're kind of, like, stuck in the courtyard. The babies can't fly out. And there's no way in for them. Yeah. So in a couple days. Because they just hatched, like, yesterday, I think.
Oh, wow.
Or the day before. And so in a few days we're going to make, like, a little path for them through the building. So that they can go out to the back, to the grass, and there's like a river back there that they'll go to.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
But they're really cute, and they just like walk around.
They're gonna go through the building?
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna put them through, they're just gonna go through like one little corridor. So they're gonna be walking like maybe like 20 feet.
Oh, wow.
Through the building, yeah.
How are you gonna get them to do that?
Bread? We're gonna open the door.
Yeah?
No, you're not supposed to feed ducks bread.
I did know that. Yeah,
you're supposed
did.
To feed them like grains and
can you drop some oatmeal
and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But no, we're gonna open one of the doors and then kind of barricade the hall going like down the building.
Yeah.
And have them walk straight through to the fire exit.
That's cool.
To the back where the little ravine
is. That's smart.
Is.
I like that.
Yeah.
Free the ducks.
Apparently this has happened before.
Oh wow.
Like years ago.
So they had a plan.
So they know what to do.
Wow.
But it's been really exciting watching them.
I could imagine, yeah.
Yeah. There's 2 eggs still in the nest that I don't think are gonna hatch. But the mom's pretty happy with her 9 little babies.
That's good.
So it's pretty cute. Yeah. We've been singing with the residents like 9 little ducks that I want to. Fat ones, skinny ones, fair ones too. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with a quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. He led the others with a quack, quack, quack.
That's so cute.
Yeah, the residents are really loving it. So that's kind of cool.
Do you have anything else to say?
I don't have any housekeeping. Follow us on Instagram at Rant and Rave Podcast.
Yeah, and follow us on Twitter at Rant and Rave Pod.
And listen
to
us.
Shoot us a listen. Talk to us.
Get social with us on Instagram.
Talk to us, but don't talk to us like this one person did on my Instagram post on my own account about the Golden State Killer and how I was having a great day listening to an MFM about it. And I had said 100% match because I'm like, it has to be pretty close to 100% for them to actually arrest someone. And they're like, it wasn't 100% match. So I went back and I edited my caption to say, a pretty fucking high percentage match. Because I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Get off my post.
Yeah.
Don't like, correct me.
Yeah. GTFO.
Exactly.
Like, do you want him to still be at large?
Yeah, do you want him to be up
there? Do you believe that he's not the killer? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck's your deal, dude? Do you want more people to die? Do you want more people
like,
to get
was
raped?
Was that necessary?
Huh?
On that note, this has been Rant and Rave.
Peace out, yo!
Thanks!
Bye! Bye.